The following is a presentation of Real Racing USA.
This is Joe Irwin.
And this is Wayne Jefferson.
From Jefferson Irwin Racing.
And you're listening to Real Racing USA.
I was just sitting here playing my guitar.
You are so talented.
I know, man. Enjoying life.
Yep.
My man over there is working on getting Mr. Robbie Helm on the helm. We're talking about the East Bay Late Model Show. Nice.
Took my family away from my Carolina home. Had dreams about twist and started to roam.
So is that the kind of music you wanted, man?
Hey, man, I don't care. As long as it's music,
well,
man.
Can I put
anything's
in a request,
better.
Then?
Anything's yeah, we take requests.
Inside Florida, race. Inside Florida.
I want to hear some doors. I request some doors.
Okay. Let's talk dirt late models with Mr. Roby Helm. Welcome to Inside Florida.
Laying in the dirt.
Welcome to Inside Florida Racing, Roby.
Hey, thank you.
What's going on this weekend at East Bay, man?
Oh, man, we got a lot going on this week. We just finished up our final points race of the season on Saturday night at Columbus, Mississippi. We're going to honor our 2007 and two-time StormPay.com Dirt Late Model Series National Champion, David Earl Gentry, on Wednesday night at the Embassy Suites in Tampa. That'll kick off our week. And you pick up a check for $20,000, a brand-new GM Performance 604 engine, and a brand-new Masterbuilt race car. And then we'll get ready after we honor our top 10 in national points and our top 6 in our three weekly racing series regions. Going to head out to East Bay Raceway Park. And we've got the third annual Crate Racing USA World Championship race. 100 laps, $10,000 to win coming up this Friday and Saturday night out at East Bay.
How many cars you reckon are going to show up for that?
We are expecting over 100 race cars. This thing has grown by leaps and bounds every year, and this is only the third year. We were in a car count in the 60s the first year, then it jumped up into the 90s last year, and we're expecting over 100 this year from all over the country, not just the top crate late model drivers in the country, but some of the super late model drivers going to try to come in and take some of that big money, including the defending World 100 champion, Jimmy Owens. He won the first World Championship race at East Bay back in 2005. Then he won that big World 100 Super Late Model race at Eldora Speedway this year. And then we've got Randy Cordy, the defending East Bay World Championship winner. He'll be coming back to defend his title, plus David Earl Gentry, Jay Blair, our national championship runner-up. Chip Brindle out of Chatsworth, Georgia. He was our 2007 Rookie of the Year, had three wins on the season. One of those came back in February at East Bay Raceway Park. And then we've also got Shannon Buckingham from Morristown, Tennessee. He has grown out from the StormPay.com Dirt Late Model Series into Super Late Model Racing, and he was the second quick qualifier, started on the outside front row at the World 100 there at Eldora in September. He's got three wins on the season, and two of those came back in February at East Bay. So he's going to be tough, and he's got a new team underneath him, getting some help from Rusty Wallace Toyota out of Morristown, Tennessee. So we're expecting him to be a front runner. So it's going to be a great show.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, all kinds of racers going to be there, and I think our buddy Sean Smith's going to try to come run that race.
Yeah, Sean, he's run a couple of races with us this year. He's always a front runner. He had a great run back in February with us and had a top five finish. So he'll be a top contender. Of course, you got Keith Nosbusch, Jack Nosbusch, David Schmoss, Josh Peacock, and all the top drivers there at East Bay.
All the hometown favorites.
Local knowledge. Local knowledge.
Oh, absolutely. Those guys know how to read those tide charts.
Hey, Robbie, you know, I'm always talking to a good friend of mine, the old codger, John Barker.
Oh, yeah.
He's always asking about you or telling stories about you, one of the two.
I'm in trouble now.
Where did you...
have anything to do with food.
You know it does. You know it does. That's why he goes to the racetracks.
That's right.
When you were working out of... Now, where were you? Did you start announcing down here?
My first announcing job was at the old Golden Gate Speedway up off of Fowler Avenue back in 1982.
So you must have been friends with Don Nerone.
Absolutely. Actually, I met Don out there at the racetrack. I was going to college at USF, Go Bulls. And
yep.
We went out there. I was a broadcast major and went out there, and they sent us out in the field to kind of do a story and all that stuff for a school project. And being from a racing family and being a big race fan, I decided to go out to Golden Gate, and I told Don what we were doing. He said, sure, come on in, but I said, under one condition, and that is you've got to give me a copy of the tape. I said, no problem. So we went out there, we shot the footage, and we were done, and they had one race left, and it was a Thunder Car race. Remember the old Thunder Cars?
Oh, yeah.
And we were sitting in the stands, and I said, fire that camera up. Let's shoot this race. I want to try something. The guy, my cameraman says, what's that? I said, hand me that microphone. I want to try to do some play-by-play. I'd never done it before. So he handed me the microphone, and the last lap of that Thunder Car race, here's some names that'll ring a bell for Tampa fans, longtime Tampa fans. Jerry Rogers and David Schmoss were racing for the lead on the final lap, and they got together down at the end of the back straightaway, and, of course, Golden Gate did not have a guardrail or a wall. And they both went sailing off the back straightaway, and Jerry Rogers come walking up to the top of the racetrack. David Schmoss come up walking to the top of the racetrack. Then the car owner started pointing fingers at Jerry Rogers, and Jerry Rogers commenced to show us that right-hand sewing machine he's got. He grabbed the guy, and they fell backwards. By the time they hit, from the time their feet left the ground to the time their backs hit the ground, I think Jerry Rogers hit that guy about four or five times. And I went from announcing the race to going, it's a right, a left, a left uppercut, Howard Cosell, where are you? We need you. So anyway, we were having fun with that. Well, we got the tape together, and we gave it to Don Nerone, and I forgot that we had put that part on the end on the tape. We forgot to take that off. And Don Nerone watched that, and he heard that.
Oh, he loved that, I'm sure.
And he loved that. He called me up, and he says, yeah, I got your tape. And I says, oh, did you like it? He says, yeah, especially the last part. And I said, what was that? He said, oh, the fight. He said, man, that was good.
Well, that was what racing, what made racing back in those days, you know? You had a little bit of
he
showmanship.
Asked me if I'd like to come out and work with his announcer, which was Jack Miller. And, I mean, Jack Miller was one of my heroes.
True.
I used to go to the Knoxville Nationals and listen to Jack Miller announce.
Great guy, too.
Oh, absolutely. So I got to work with Jack Miller and then Dickie Edwards, who was the announcer at East Bay. He was a friend of my uncle's from the sprint car days. And I got to meet Dickie, and Dickie had me come out and help him on Saturday nights at East Bay. So I got to work with two of my heroes there, Jack Miller and Dickie Edwards, and as they say, the rest is history. And then after I graduated from college, I went to work at DeSoto Speedway down in Bradenton as their full-time PR guy and announcer, and it's where it all started.
Pretty cool. Yeah, I was at East Bay last year for this big race coming up this weekend, and look forward to it again. The place was packed with cars and people, and probably be the same way this year.
What big race are they having this weekend?
That's what we're talking about, the Storm Pay. Pull it with me again. Go ahead, give it to them again, Rosie.
It's annual StormPay.com. Dirt Late Model Series World Championship Race, 100 laps, $10,000 to win.
There he goes. See, he caught on. You caught on to what I wanted. Uh-oh. I wanted to hear it again.
Okay, it's been a long day.
I know, for all of us.
Yes, I second that.
Yeah, I had to put in a 24-hour day on Saturday. We left the house at 5 o'clock in the morning, worked the race at Columbus, Mississippi. And by the time we get the press release out and everything, after the race, it was like 5 o'clock the next morning when I got to bed. So then you got to check out and drive home 5 hours home. So it's been a long few days. Now we're turning back around. We're leaving in the morning, coming to Florida.
And now what happens on Friday? And run us through the weekend deal there.
Okay, on Friday we're going to have qualifying, and we will have heat races. And I tell you, that is probably going to be some of the action-packed racing that you're going to see all weekend. Because if we have over 100 cars, we were liable to have six 24-car heats, and only the top two are going to go on to the big show.
How many are you going to run in the big?
We'll run 26 cars in the 100 lapper. We'll have our B mains and the 100 lap main event on Saturday night.
Yeah, for the folks that normally from south here watching asphalt cars run, I know you've never seen 100 of the same kind of cars show up, but believe it or not, at East Bay, it is a regular occurrence that happens, especially during speed weeks. You go there during speed weeks, doesn't matter whether the big sprints, the small sprints, the late models, the modifieds, the hundreds of cars show up.
This is one, CC, this is one you should go to. This would be a good race to go see your first dirt late model.
Absolutely.
Race.
Oh, absolutely. You are going to see, I mean, you're going to see guys that are as big time as Ken Schrader. And there's a deal in the works that we might get one of the Bush brothers to come over and try one of these things.
Well, now they're going to have to make the race.
Yeah, they're having a hard time making the race because their cars have been a little illegal here and there at places. They've been showing up outside of NASCAR ranks.
We were just talking about all that with the Snowball guys. It was just funny stuff.
And, you know, you're going to see guys from NASCAR coming into this deal. You're going to see the top super late model guys from around the country come in for this.
So you think O'Neill and Blomqvist and all those guys will think they'll show up? How about Earl Pearson?
I don't know if you'll see Bloomer or the Hurricane, but, you know, you might see Don O'Neill down there because Don O'Neill was in a crate car at Columbus, Mississippi a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, they call him the real deal,
the
Don O'Neill.
Deal from Martinsville, Indiana, and he runs strong in each space. So if there's 10 grand on the line.
Yeah.
I wouldn't count him out.
Yeah, he's won a lot of 10 grand checks from East Bay.
What time does racing start Saturday night?
I believe
8 o'clock.
Dickie Edwards used to say 7:30 o'clock.
Yeah.
7:30, 8 o'clock. Yeah. Okay.
Well, that sounds great, Roby. I appreciate all the information, and we got a big show tonight. We've got to get going, but I appreciate you calling and being with Inside Florida Racing.
Well, it's good to be with y'all, and we look forward to seeing you
we'll see
again.
We'll see you up there.
Saturday night.
We will see you there Saturday night, Roby.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye. Bye-bye.
There you have it, folks. We've said it many times. You want to see a great show? Go to East Bay Raceway. Watch one of the dirt shows.
Yeah, talk her into it while I got a little thing coming up here.
If you've only seen asphalt races,
and you said,
you know, I don't want to go see dirt races. I'll get dirty. Well, don't sit in the first 20 rows. Just sit up a little bit. You won't get dirty. And you're going to really see some fantastic side by side, sideways racing. It's really kind of unbelievable.
I'm not afraid to get dirty, Rob.